Exclusive: Senator Jim Banks, Trump brought back manufacturing to Indiana, saved the American dream. By Sean Moran on February 11, 2025. Senator Jim Banks, RN, during a speech on Tuesday night at the American Iron and Steel Institute, highlighted how President Donald Trump saved the steel industry and how the Hoosier senator wants to ensure that the American steel industry can compete head-to-head with any country in the world. Banks, one of the most vocal proponents of American-made steel in Congress, said, according to prepared remarks obtained by Breitbart News, President Trump saved the steel industry during his first term. But over the last 4 years, we've been backsliding as China and others have punched holes in American tariffs while the Biden administration turned a blind eye. He knows we need to reinvigorate our trade agenda to promote investment, productivity, security, and make sure our producers are treated fairly, he added. Banks continued, Trump was the first president of my lifetime to hold China accountable for taking our jobs. Trump on Monday announced new 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum entering the United States, which includes from Canada and Mexico. The Hoosier conservative, during his first major address since being sworn into Congress's upper chamber, said he hopes to further Trump's America First policies in the Senate. He brought manufacturing back to Indiana and boosted wages for hard-working Hoosiers. Trump saved the American dream, Banks charged. In the Senate, I'm committed to doing everything I can to advance the president's America First trade agenda, he remarked. Banks serves on the Senate Banking Committee, which will conduct oversight of the Commerce Department, which promotes exports, such as American-made steel. He also said that he plans to strengthen the American steel industry, not to protect a few hand-picked companies, but to ensure it remains a vital part of the American economy. Make no mistake, I want to preserve an American iron and steel industry that competes head-to-head with any country in the world, Banks said. It's not good enough to prop up a few key companies for a couple of years. Even if the deal looks good on paper, that's not going to protect Hoosier steel jobs in the future, he added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.